Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now back to Damon Bruce and Nick Friedel on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by BMW Fairfield. Now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. Visit BMWFairfield.com today to book your visit.
Sean Salisbury and Lorenzo Neal should have a pretty interesting football hour from 6 to 7 tonight. Brought to you by Street Strider, the first 2-in-1 indoor-outdoor elliptical. Visit StreetStrider.com. So we've got Michael Irvin joining us in just a little bit. Boy, we got an awful lot to talk about in terms of how you put a team back together that is clearly broken. The 49ers are a broken football team right now. There's just no other way to say it. Not a single group or element of who they are or what they do is working. Not even the defensive line, which was supposed to be the one steady that you can set your clock by. So where do they go? I mean, and I'm opening up the lines. 888-957-9570. There are a whole bunch of text board keyboard warriors who think that they got the answer and that I'm just all sound and fury. Come on in. You tell me how they figure this out. You tell me how this gets better. Tell me. Got a lot of keyboard tough guys talking about what they know, what the Niners are supposed to know. If you're supposed to know something, show it. Here's what I do know. Every single snap with Jimmy Garoppolo from here on out is a wasted opportunity. He ain't the one. We tried to hold out hope, tried to think that, you know, there would be something there. That was after a bye. After a bye week. And oh, by the way, it's not like the weather snuck up on them. We knew on Wednesday of last week that game was going to be played in 100% downpour. Like, all it could have gotten was better. It was predicted to be as bad as it was. And, Ray, they open with a game plan that looked good. They opened with Elijah Mitchell running the ball all over the place and then went away from that. Why? Why do you go away from something before it's taken away from you? Let's just start with that. Is that coaching ego? Is that, let me show you what else I can do?
The only thing I can think is that Indianapolis adjusted to that, and rather than see if they could beat the adjustment, they just went away from it. That's the only logic that I have.
Well, that sounds logical, but here is a quote that I think is pretty telling from Colts linebacker Darius Leonard, who said, "They did a great job, especially on the first drive, of misdirection runs and putting us in a bad position to make plays. I was glad they kind of went away from that," end quote. Not we took that away from them and made them play left-handed after we saw what they wanted to do. I was glad they stopped doing the things that were working, is the quote from last night's Colts middle linebacker.
And again, I don't base my judgments on quotes alone, because he might have just been trying to soft pedal it so as not to sound like one of those guys that, we knew what they were doing. But based on what I saw, something was working. It looked like Indianapolis said, okay, we're going to put another guy up here. And Kyle Shanahan said, okay, now I've got you where I want you, except that it's turned out not to be where he wanted him.
I mean, you had one drive, that three-play drive. That it's funny. Right after I tweeted, like, throw the ball forward. Like, stop throwing it to the sidelines and these running back swing passes and these tunnel screens for Debo. Throw the ball forward, you cowards.
See, you hurt their feelings.
They did. In the next three plays, they threw the ball forward. And look at what happened. And then they stopped doing that. I don't understand it. You have something that's working. You have something that's not being stopped. And then you stop running it for the sake of, what, being a guest? Making your guests feel as comfortable as possible? And let me just say this before we say another word. If you made it out there last night, if you are a fan at Levi Stadium last night, you got your bona fides. Get a craw to candlestick for that person. Because if you went to that game yesterday, you are hardcore. You are hardcore. Unfortunately, your stadium is not. Levi Stadium might be the worst home field advantage in football. It's not because of fans that show up, make noise. It's because everyone goes in there and wins football games but the Niners. The Niners don't win at Levi Stadium. That feels like it's a problem.
I think it's a problem if you look at the stadium itself as a weapon. And it's never been a weapon. It's value neutral, which means the team has to do that on its own. And they haven't been very good last year, and they're not very good now. So I'm not going to yell at the stadium. It is what it is. It's not a great stadium. But I don't think the stadium was particularly helpful in 2019 when they went 13-3 either. I think in terms of who they are and what they are, it's venue neutral.
Yeah.
They've won 8 of their last 22. Yeah, 8 of their last 22. I don't care where you play. That ain't cutting it.
No, it isn't. 888-957-9570. As if to add a little more fire to the tinder of all this week, let me just give you this stat. Active for only 2 games, Dante Pettis has 10 catches this season for the New York Giants. Brandon Ayuk has 9. I mean, screw everyone. At that point, right? I mean, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know who to draft into your system. I mean, that's the thing. All of this is Shanahan's design. All of it. There is none of this that isn't 1,000,000% totally on him and him alone. It's his players. It's his trades. It's his trade up for players that he does not use. Guess how many offensive snaps Trey Sermon had last night? 0. 0. 0. How do you do that on a night where you need to run the ball as much as you can? And Elijah Mitchell had a great opening drive, but then wasn't very effective afterwards. You go to Trey Lance 0 times. He's had 1 carry in the last 3 weeks. Because there was a bye. You couldn't even get him ready for a carry after a bye week? Shame on you as a coaching staff. Shame on you.
That is, and I'm trying to see why this makes sense. Unless it turns out he's just not very good, in which case he was a draft mistake. Now, I don't know if he is or not, but, you know, I think they gave the ball to Mitchell 18 times. But they gave the ball to nobody else. So if they don't even view him as a counterpunching option, you know, either he's hurt and they didn't say anything about it, or they don't trust him. And if you don't trust your second round pick, and then after you don't trust your first round pick, people are going to ask questions about the general manager. And that's where I think this is leading us. I don't think we're there yet. But I think this is where we're being led. It's that they don't have enough good players. And that we bought into a narrative that, frankly, is going to turn out not to be true.
It ain't good. Trey Sermon doesn't play. Trey Lance, who was drafted to replace Garoppolo, will not replace Garoppolo because the coach doesn't know how to get him ready to go with an offense that, remember, after they went to that workout, there was Kyle drawing up plays on a napkin for him. Didn't use any of those plays in the Arizona game. Or if you did, they weren't very good. This is not good. And someone says, Damon, you sound like a fool yelling. Admit you're extra mad because of your Bears. Look at it this way. Don't you worry about the Bears until next week. And if you go and lose to the pathetic Chicago Bears, what then?
Oh, what, my God.
What then? 888-957-9570. Rich in Livermore. What's up, Rich?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What do you got?
It starts off with Kyle. The guy's the locker. He lost the locker room. You got all this money, and you're not going to put Trey Lance in. He can't develop a single rookie. It is pathetic how much week in, week out, it's the same old losing show. It's enough's enough. The guy can call plays for about the first quarter, and after that, he's predictable. I don't know what we got to do, but we got to put Trey in there, get rid of Jimmy, and figure something out ASAP because he's losing that rock locker room more and more.
Rich, thank you. We go from Rich in Livermore to Rich in Fremont. Hello, second Rich.
Hey, Damon. Hey, Ray.
What you got?
So basically what you're talking about is very true. And really, at the end of the day, this has been Kyle Shanahan's M.O., okay? He did it when he was in Atlanta. He did it when he was in Washington, and he's doing it now. He starts off with a great game plan, but he doesn't follow through with it, okay? And what happens? The possibility of winning the game falls apart. Now, you ask, how do you fix it? The way you fix it is, first of all, you change up how you use those running backs. Now, I don't know if these guys can catch or not, but if they can, you need to start sending them out in the flat so they can catch the football and run on the outside. The other thing you do is throw the ball downfield, okay? You got guys that can run and go get it. And if you do, then do that, okay? And then the other thing you do is you bring in somebody, I don't know who can help that defensive line. Because we're not seeing any pressure from that defensive line. And if you're going to beat a team, you got to stop them from scoring. Now, I know that game last night was sloppy and it was wet, and I get all that. And there was miscues on both sides of the team, both teams. But at some point, you got to say to yourself, okay, why is it that we made mistakes, they made mistakes, but they ended up winning the game?
Turnovers, it's a problem. They're playing scared. They're coaching scared. The quarterback is so scared to make a mistake, he won't throw the ball downfield unless absolutely cornered to do so.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.